What up, people? It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast. I'm coming to you guys live from Ghost to Ghost. It's your boy, and welcome to another fabulous rendition of Everybody Hates Chris, episode 208. How y'all living? I'm living swell. Feel free, be sure to hit the subscription button, the notification bell, share this podcast with your friends, family, and followers. Let's get this podcast lit in the podcast algorithm. You heard me. Please subscribe to me on Spotify as well as other platforms such as iTunes, Google Play, Slacker, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from. Now, we got all that stuff out of the way. Episode 208. This is story time. Story time. You can learn a thing or two from my stories. And this story is going to be titled, College Isn't for Everybody, but Everyone Needs to Soak Up the Game. College isn't for everybody, but everybody needs to soak up the game. All right. So real fast, real quick. Okay. I really didn't get a pure understanding of college until I actually went to college. But, you know, the talk of college didn't really, you know, grab my attention until the last 4 years of public school. And most of the people that I associated with at my high school, you know, they've been thinking about college, you know, way before we even got to high school. You know, most of my friends, you know, that were kind of behind on their courses, their classes, well, their grades, their grade point averages, those last 4 years were very crucial to them, particularly if they want scholarships and things of that nature. You know, the rest of us, we were slackers. I ain't gonna front. Really didn't think about college that much in my first 3 years of high school because all a young brother was thinking about is chasing ass, chasing cash, and just chasing dreams, all right? That's pretty much it. You know, really didn't have no responsibilities. We didn't really consider ourselves adults. We didn't even really think about what we're going to do after high school, responsibilities, and things of that nature. And, you know, it was what it was. So when I started to get an interest in college or start taking college, start taking my life a little bit more serious because I'm only going to be in high school for 4 years, I said, why not? Let's go into the next level of education, which is, you know, going to college. You know, I wasn't smart enough to get a scholarship, all right? I wasn't athletic enough to get a sports scholarship because I, you know, was good in sports. I wasn't even good enough to get a scholarship through arts or through music or any of that stuff. Even though I dabbled into that, you know, I was a jack of all trades, but a master of none. All right. But I have dabbled in all that stuff, you know, throughout my, you know, childhood and as well as my young teens. Really didn't accomplish, but I didn't, you know, wasn't, you know, considered a genius or I had a talent or if I had a skill, anything like that. I knew I had to get it. I knew when I got out of high school, I'm going to have to get it out the mud. Right, I might get it out the mud one way or the other. Okay, sometimes you don't create your opportunities. Sometimes the opportunities are there. You're just going to have to, you know, do what you got to do with the opportunities that were in front of you. Anywho, so long story short, and to make a long story even longer, I started thinking about, you know, life after high school. So started talking more to my teachers, my principal, my social worker, you know, and my peers in school, you know, the adults in the school, you know, I really took their advice very seriously because, you know, they've been on the planet a little bit longer than me. They done went through going through college. They went through, high school. They graduated from high school. They graduated from college, okay? You know, they have accomplished a lot of things. So I said, why not? Now, you know, as far as my family, you know, we didn't really have a lot of people that went to college, all right? You know, the most, you know, we ever, particularly in my family, the most we have ever advanced was through high school, all right? And a lot of my friends were in that same demographic. You know, a lot of their family members or distant families or anything like cousins and aunties and things of that nature, you know, the majority of them, the most they have ever accomplished, you know, as far as education go, was high school. You know, you do have the select few that went to a trade school, that went to college, that, you know, went to a technical school or whatever, or even went to the military, and, you know, and people in that pool actually graduated, okay, from those type of schools and services and things of that nature. You know, but the other ones, you know, they went to college for a year, maybe two, and didn't graduate, all right? So I got a clear understanding after soaking up the information from my peers, my life in college, my college life is going to happen one or two ways, all right? Either I'm going to graduate, or I'm just going to dabble a couple of years in college, and then I'm just going to bounce out, all right? And at that particular time, I didn't get a full understanding about college because I thought college was like high school, all right? All you have to do is just attend. Just attend and do the best you can. Don't miss any days and you'll be all right, okay? College is really not like that. It's not set up that way. College is set up like, it's like the Hunger Games, you know? It doesn't matter if you miss a lot of classes. It doesn't matter if you don't do your homework. It doesn't matter if you don't do well with your test or your exams or things of that nature, okay? It really didn't matter. It was a numbers game. And, you know, most of these big-time universities, these big-time schools, these big-time courses, they know that the majority of people that apply to college don't always, the majority of them really don't finish college. And they understand that. So they put the burden on you. They put the responsibility. It's up to you to get this. And, you know, if you crash and burn, you can only, you know, the most you'll be able to attend college is maybe a semester. A semester is like half of a year. Okay. So once I got a clear understanding about that, you know, I applied myself. When I graduated out of high school, I just went straight. You know, I started to apply, you know, to college. And I went to this small tech school, this small community college, okay? Like I said, my grades were not that impressive or great enough to get a scholarship. And I could have went to a major college. But I was saying to myself how I was going to pay for all this stuff. And when I got there, you find out real fast, real quick, you're on your own. Okay, you're the one that's going to make up your schedule. You're the one that's going to have to apply for financial aid or apply for special scholarships or things of that nature. You're the one going to have to buy your own books. I mean, it's all you. You can't, you know, just lay in bed and your parents take care of everything. No. Once you graduate high school, society consider you an adult. Okay, you get to do whatever you want to do. Just remember there's consequences and repercussions on whatever you do, good, bad, or whatever. So I went to the campus and I saw a lot of people that their first day, you could tell no one knew what the hell they were doing. Okay, because the smarter kids, they already got the game and they already got the understanding. They have already applied for this stuff. They have already, you know, got their courses in order. You know, they don't have to be there on campus. They, you know, the smarter kids or the people that, or the kids that knew the game, they were not there. The majority of them were like me, you know, trying to figure it out. And you could tell that, you know, every school was prepared for this. And this community college was definitely prepared for this. You know, they, you know, advertised the different rooms and highlighted them and had big signs and, you know, come here for your financial aid. Come here to apply for your courses. Come over here if you want to If you can apply for, extra, other than scholarships, you can also apply for personal other assistance and things of that nature. If you need, a social worker that can help you, maybe you need someone to help you with your courses and things of that nature. They had everything set up for people like me. Okay. So it took me a whole day to, get everything straight, get everything in order. Got my financial aid laid down. But the one thing I took very valuable, and I felt like the introduction stage of college prepared me more about life than what my parents have told me, what my teachers have told me, from kindergarten all the way to high school, my family, what they have told me. College, that introductory course where you have to get it out of the mud and you have to go to the campus and apply for all this stuff, I learned real fast, real quick. When you were young, you was begging for your own independence, You was begging for your own freedom to, do whatever you want to do, say whatever you want to say, go wherever you want to go. And you would, you've been begging for this as a child. You was begging for this as a teenager. And now, when you are a young adult, it's been given to you. And you had second thoughts and opinions, all this stuff I was begging for when I was young. Now I get these responsibilities. I get my independence, but I don't know what to do with it. And it's kind of scary. Okay. Cause no one is holding your hand. So it's like a gift and a curse. You understand the true value and the true meaning of independence, of financial freedom, of making your own choices and things of that nature. You're learning on the fly. And I felt like I learned more in that one day than I ever learned at that community college. And the first, it was like 2 months after that, I started my first day of college. I was so happy. And it's kind of funny, because 2 months before that, my last day in high school, I was, regretting it. I can look back, and we can all look back at ourselves when we were in high school, junior high, elementary school, kindergarten. You have your moments, and some days you just don't want to get up. Some days you just want to stay laying in bed. Your mom had to wake you up, okay? And you didn't even feel like getting up, but once you start, doing the daily stuff, like taking a shower, brushing your teeth, putting your school clothes on. If your mom got up early enough, she made breakfast. If not, you can just eat breakfast at school. With college, none of that stuff was available. Okay. When I woke up, and another thing, you don't wake up like 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. It's based on your schedule, and you make your own schedule because you make your own courses. All right. So I had two classes. My first class started at 9 a.m. and I didn't know what to do with myself, because that was the first time of me going to a school where I didn't have to get up so mad early and wait for a bus, all right? So I got up at a reasonable time. I took my time. I'm making sure I got everything in order. I got my pencils, my paper, making sure that I got all my important papers, my ID, everything. All right, I made sure I had everything, okay? My books, and we're gonna talk about that a little bit later. And I didn't get my books at that time, the first day of school, the first day of college is like the, community college is the introduction phase. All right. So I'm expecting that, you know, we're just going to go straight to work. All right. So I get there, look for my class, and I notice that community college is way different than high school. Okay. That was the first time I saw the melting pot of society. Not only I saw black people, I always seen black people throughout my life, and I always seen white people, but I have never saw a multitude of different ethnic and I just never saw that many people. I never, that's my first time even seeing someone that was Korean. It was my first time ever seeing someone Chinese. It was my first time seeing someone that was Latino. It was my first time seeing someone that was that came from India. Okay. You start seeing the whole world in front of you once you walk into the hallways of college. And it's so massive. It's so big. It's so big. It can consume you. And it's not like high school. College, it doesn't matter if it's community college, training, a training center, or a major college, it's light years different than just going to high school, okay? There's cafeterias, but you have to pay for this stuff, all right? There's snack machines, but you have to pay for this stuff, okay? So, looking for my class, walking around, found my class. Okay, I walk in, everybody is seated, nobody is really laughing, you go to, when you was in school, you can identify everybody by simply how they're seated and their body language and things of that nature. It wasn't really no class clowns in college that I can identify with. It really wasn't nobody that I'm just here. It was none of that stuff. Okay. And it was my first day in college. I can clearly tell when I go into the classroom, I can pretty much identify the new people from the people that's been around the block. Okay. Because the people that's been around the block, the way how they sit and the way how they had their stuff in order was different than what I had, because when I got to my seat, I started putting out my notepad, putting my pencils, putting them in position and things of that nature. And, you could tell this is my first day here. Everyone can tell this is my first day here. Everyone's giving you the politically correct, greetings, like, how are you? Okay, cool. It wasn't too much socializing, because everyone was new. Everyone's from a different part of the world. Everyone was from a different part of a different city. Okay, so we're all trying to get to know one another. And the one thing about going to college or going to community college is, when you're in high school, you're developing relationships, because you're gonna be seeing these people for 4 years. So you're developing relationships, you're developing kinships, you're developing friendships that could possibly last for a long, long, long time. All right. When you're in college, you're not really cultivating or developing relationships with your classmates. Okay. You're not saying to yourself, oh, I'm going to see this person for the next 2 years. Or I'm going to see this person for the next 4 years. All right. So, and it's a business type of mindset. No one is playing around or anything like that, because in college, you're spending your dime. All right. In high school or in any other form of school, you're paying, you're wasting the city's dime, Okay, so everybody's there for business. Nobody's there for play. Nobody's there to build friendships or anything like that. You know, if you see somebody in passing through the hallway from a previous class or from a class, you know, you might say hi and then you just keep it pushing. So it's like you're trying to, it's like you know each other, but you know, you're not sitting, you know, you're not wasting a lot of time with these people, if you get what I'm saying. All right, so class starts, the instructor comes in, you know, she says her name, she says how long she's been working at this community college. She gives us an introduction on how things is run in this classroom. She tells us about the book we need to pay for. And she gives us she gives us a rough estimate on what we're going to be talking about. Basically, and that was pretty much it. And it lasted for 40 minutes. And that was another thing about, you know, college that I just, you know, recently, you know, that I noticed, that the courses did not last that long. Okay. And then she talked about the library. She gave us a lot of game on being a college student, the parts of this institution that you could probably use. Like if you needed a tutor, you can go to the, you know, she gave us game on that. If you needed a tutor, you can go to your to the social worker's office or the financial aid office. Or you can just go to the library. They normally just float around in the library. All you got to do is just say you need a tutor for a certain type of course. Obviously, you have to pay for this stuff, okay? So, I say, okay, cool. My first day of college, I did my 2 days. And my first day of college, it was different. It wasn't nothing like high school. It was like going to work almost. And when my first day, that's what I gotten from college. So they're talking about these books and stuff. So I'm like, I had an ideal. I said, you know what? I can just get my books. I can go to the campus early and, get my books through my financial aid, because I had my financial aid money. And boy, let me tell you something. Financial aid and the different types of programs, depending on how many programs you sign up for, you know, that's where I found out Oprah Winfrey had a scholarship program, and there was other different types of assistance for, you know, people that, you know, but you have to have a certain grade point average and things like that. A lot of those programs I was not qualified for due to my grade point average, but I still apply for everything. And let me tell you something. Financial aid and the stuff that you apply for, if you played your cards right, you could probably walk out of that building 10K plus on a financial aid on the, I think it was called TCAP or... this is the type of money that the city just... That your state just gives to you. You don't owe a dime on that money. But the financial aid you do owe money to, that you do owe on. And I didn't understand the mechanisms on, you know, financial aid. I didn't, you know, I found out later on that, you know, paying for financial aid is a very tedious, expensive process. Okay? That's why, you know, you have to be real careful. You know, if you can just go to college without utilizing financial aid, I would highly advise you to do that. But if you don't have a scholarship, I mean, if you're not getting any free money or scholarships or anything like that, you don't qualify for none of those programs, the financial aid is the only route that you could take, okay? Because the free money, it was barely enough money to pay for your book. You still had to come up with the rest of the money for the rest of your book, okay? And let me tell you something. I found out, and I scooped that half a semester of going to college prepared me more for life than anything else. And it, you know, as far as even going to work, because you had a full understanding about what life truly is. Life, you know, there's no, life doesn't give you freebies. You know, life doesn't care if you win or lose, okay? Life doesn't give you handouts, okay? So, you know, if you know, it is what it is. You have to take care of yourself. No one's out there going to take care of you. You have to take care of yourself. And I found out real fast, real quick, that, you know, life can be, the old adage, life can be a bitch. Well, life can be a bitch if you don't respect life. So, I understood about, you know, so I understood a lot of important lessons in life that I just couldn't get from school or from my parents or from anybody. I learned a lot of valuable things. I learned how to save money. I learned how to write a check. I learned how to apply for a debit card. I learned how to do an email. I learned how to surf on the interwebs. I learned how to fully read a book. I learned how to make an essay. I attempted those things in high school, but not on the level where I was at when I went to college. I even understood what financing is. I understood what 3% finance means. I understand what 10% financing is. I learned a lot of life lessons through college. Some of these lessons I learned on, you know, the easy way, but the majority of these lessons I learned the hard way. I paid a huge penalty of learning this important lesson, okay? So, my first semester, midway through my first semester, I started to have second thoughts about college. And, you know, the one thing, the thing I had second thoughts about college was, is I understood why I hated going to high school. And if I would have, you know, trust my senses, because in my heart, I was, you know, torn between either going to college or not going to college. And I wish I would have listened to my heart more than what people were telling me. But I found out that college wasn't really for me. You know, because I really didn't have a major. I mean, there was, you know, nothing I wanted to do that I've been dreaming about, like trying to be an astronaut or an engineer or a doctor or a lawyer. I didn't have those dreams and ambitions when I was going to public school. I just wanted to be a productive citizen. And I found out real quick, college isn't for everybody. And it was definitely not for me. But the one thing I appreciate about college is college prepared me more for life than any level of my before college. I think college prepared me more for all the things I mentioned, more so than learning it from a magazine or from a website or through YouTube or through a book or through my parents or through the teachers I done had over the course of my public schooling. I learned a lot about life in public in college than anywhere else. So I started having second thoughts about continuing, going to college, because we all was given this fake dream of the white picket fence, getting married, having a dog in the yard, having two kids, working at a great job. And the only way you're going to get a great job is to go to college. That was the picture of public school was giving us. And some of us bid on it. And some of us believe that dream. I think college is low-key a Ponzi scheme. And I'm going to tell you why it's a Ponzi scheme. Because a lot of people that go to college really doesn't need to be in college. Okay? And at the end of the day, even if you graduate out of college, I mean, if you go and, get your degrees, get the position that, get your degrees, you're going to be so far in debt, it's going to take you most of your lifetime to pay off your debt. And to the people that quit early, they have debt as well from college, because they gave up on it and now they're doing a 9-to-5 job and now they're trying to, balance their budgets at home, pay their car note, pay their rent, their mortgage, and now they got to pay something on this financial aid. I think college, school, education in general is a big Ponzi scheme. It's, school is pushing this dream of you have to go to college. If you want to be successful in life, you have to go to college. And the colleges are making money off this Ponzi scheme. Yes, come to college, come to college. Sign your name on the dotted line, come to college. Because guess what? Those professors, those buildings, okay? The reason why they have so many professors, the reason why the university is getting bigger and bigger, is it's on the back of a lot of us that owes a lot of debt to, to scholarships. So college is not for everybody. There have been a lot of people successful in life that didn't even attend college. So get it out of your head and get it out of your system that college is for you. Now don't get it twisted, don't get it confused. If you got dreams and ambitions to become bank president or CEO or working at this big time tech company or, whatever, lawyer, doctor, whatever, then college may be for you. I wouldn't fully endorse college, but I do feel like there's a place out there in life that college is for a select few people. I don't think college is for people that's trying to figure out their lives, not knowing what they truly want, but they'll give college a try. I don't think college is meant for them. And when you think about it, college, you don't have to have a college degree to be successful in life. And that's just what I want to let you guys know. Like I said, there's some young people that are listening to this episode. I would say college isn't for everybody. But I understand why people apply themselves to college. So, yeah, that's it for story time. College isn't for everybody, but the game of life is much needed. I think there's a lot of things in college that I discovered that I probably would not discovered at that particular time. Now, I would probably discover these things a little bit later in my life, but I give a shout out to college that there's a lot of things that I was not ready for coming out of high school. And I think it prepared me more in life than anything else that I have done after college. I mean, after high school. So, you know, that's my story. Hope, you know, you guys enjoyed that story. Please hit the subscription button. Share this podcast with your friends, family, as well as your followers. Support me on Spotify. I need a lot of subscribers on Spotify so I can unlock certain tools that Spotify have for the selected few. But you can also listen to me on iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from. It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast. And I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. I will see you guys next week. Same bad channel, same time. It's your boy. I'm up out of here. Outro.